Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, food halls have become the latest trend in South Florida, with almost a dozen popping up around the region over the last couple of years. The latest was Time Out Market in Miami Beach, and within the next couple of months, Sistrunk Market is expected to open in Fort Lauderdale. Now, the concept is simple: a large public space with multiple food vendors to choose from. Like a food court in a mall, right? Okay, I'll ask that question. Maybe not. Today we're having a panel discussion about food halls. What makes them unique? What do you have to do to make them successful? Are they sustainable? Joining me now in studio is Nick Heyman. He's the owner of the Citadel in the Little Haiti Little River neighborhood, which opened just a few months ago. Nick, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us in studio is Zachary Fagenson. He's the food writer for the Miami New Times and for Reuters. Zachary, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
And joining us from WXEL in Boynton Beach is Chris Villa. He and his wife, Kristen Schoenwald Villa, are behind the Grandview Public Market in West Palm Beach. Chris, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
And again, we want to hear from you as well. What has been your food hall experience? You can tweet us or find us on Facebook at WLRN Sundial. Tell us what you think about them. Tell us about your experiences. We'd love to hear it. All right, let me start with this, because I've had this conversation with people here at work. I'm going to play the role of the cynical Gen Xer. Tell me what a food hall is, Nick. Tell me why it's not a food court.
I think the major differentiator, at least for us, there's two. One of them is definitely the sense of experience that you get when you walk into the space. And the term food hall, at least for me, and the way we've always envisioned it, always denotes a sense of community, right? So you're sitting down, you're having a conversation with people that you may or may not have met before, and you're doing it over, you know, amazing, in our case, local food. So that sense of community is something that I think, at least for us at the Citadel, differentiates food hall from the term food court, which I think is a little bit more basic.
Is it the food or is it the experience? It's that space.
It's both. It has to be both.
Zachary, jump in. Tell me.
I think Nick makes a good point, because I think what's going to be the case is there's so many of these popping up right now, and there's so much interest in them as we're sitting here right now, obviously shows. But I think beyond the first 6 months of an opening, what is going to happen that's going to keep drawing people back? In Miami, people love to try new things. The question I get asked a lot is, what's the new hot restaurant? And I tell people, well, these are my favorite standbys. I know I'll get a good meal. So after somebody goes the first two or three times and they've tried everything, if they don't love it, what's the reason for them to keep returning? And I think that is really something we're going to be seeing play out over a period of a year or two, perhaps.
Chris, and by the way, I apologize, Chris, I mispronounced your name. It's Villa, right?
Yes.
Thank you. My apologies about that. Chris, I want your take on that. I mean, you tell me, convince me, show me, you know, what is that food hall experience? How is it different from something else?
Well, I think what's happening nowadays in the kind of food and beverage culture is that it's very much becoming about, you know, dining as entertainment. I think that's really what people are looking for. You know, you can go to a restaurant anytime, but maybe you want to go out with a group of people and have a different experience. I think that's why there's been such a proliferation of kind of food halls, market halls. We're still searching for the term ourselves, that we've seen across the country. And I think to, you know, kind of get into it a little further in terms of how do they stay relevant. I think at the end of the day, one of the toughest things that we run across is, you know, just making sure that things are staying fresh and staying new and staying exciting, because that's why people keep coming back in the door.
Chris, is it fair to say it's a trend or no?
I don't think it's a trend. I mean, I think that, you know, what happened to malls? I used to love going to malls when I was a kid, and now we're going to see, I think we'll see kind of a resurgence of those old spaces. But I think that this is definitely something that's growing. I think it's very early innings in terms of its lifespan. And, you know, I think that we have a lot of interesting situations across the country in terms of real estate and old bricks that will be kind of repurposed. So I think it's exciting.
You're almost opening up a Pandora's box. We talk about the resurgence into malls, but that's another conversation. Zachary, I mean, a trend, or is this, I mean...
Of course it's a trend.
But is this something that you think will last a long time? Or do we just change the name? Is it the branding?
I think there's an obvious difference in that a food court in a mall, what do you expect to see there? You expect to see some kind of payway or, you know, an Americanized Chinese option.
Right.
Everybody remembers the spicy chicken, the toothpicks they would hand out. You see a Sparrow's, you see something of a lower quality. I think the food halls that we're seeing now are of a higher quality. I think it is definitely a trend. We see that. I believe, you would have to double check me, that the Citadel was the first one to announce that it will be coming. And even in between the time that it opened, all of these other ones got up, they got off the ground. I mean, we're now really seeing a swell of them opening up all over the place. I think the big question is going to be, who is going to be successful and how are they going to do that? I think a big question of that is going to be the real estate. You know, as you said, Time Out just opened on Lincoln Road. That's good foot traffic. So even if people decide, who are from Miami, I don't want to keep going back, they still have foot traffic to keep bringing people in. I think in Nick's case at the Citadel, you know, I've been watching what they do. They have a lot more than just the food. There's offices on top of the building, so that's a customer base. There's a kind of vintage market on the other side of the building. If you follow them on social media, I don't mean to plug them too much, you know, they see they have exercise classes. So this is probably all done in mind to keep people coming back, because after you work out, maybe you go grab something to eat. And I think that's probably, you know, going to be a better strategy than just opening up, dishing out food, and seeing what happens.
Well, Nick is here. He can always plug himself as much as he wants to, so that's okay. But you know what, Nick? The other thing, too, is, and I come back to this idea of what you offer, what's available, and you talk about that space. Do you have to do something different in that space, offering some kind of entertainment, or it's how you lay things out that gives it, that makes it what it is?
I don't necessarily think that's the equation for everybody. For us, we certainly are providing an experience for people. So in addition to food, there's other elements to the building. For example, music. We're going to have a music performance venue down the road where you'll be able to watch a show, get something to eat, go to the bar, enjoy the retail experience as well. In part, also the food experience that you get at the Citadel is the chefs are there, right? So you interact with them and you can ask them about the food and all that, you know, kind of stuff as well. So from the customer, it feels like a very real experience. And one thing that I'll mention that I was thinking about as Zach was speaking, you know, people, they don't necessarily know what they want to eat when they come into a space, right? So what differentiates just a typical restaurant from a food hall, you know, it's very easy now to just kind of show up and say, hey, let's meet, and, you know, we'll all gather as a group and we'll have 14 different things that we can eat from, right? So that format, I think, is a sustainable type of format, and I don't necessarily agree with Zach in that sense that it's just kind of a trend, right?
All right. Chris, real quickly, Grandview Public Market. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind this project for you and your wife. What do you envision?
You know, the inspiration kind of came out of nowhere for us. I mean, I'm a real estate developer. That's my background. I just have a huge interest in food. I cook five nights a week with my children and my wife, and this really just sort of landed in my lap. And we had this building, and I literally came home one day and said, hey, we're going to open a food hall. So it happened very organically. We learned a lot in the past 15 months since we've opened. I've learned a lot about operations, learned a lot about managing expectations, keeping people happy.
And this is one of the first ones, right? I mean, you didn't have much of a model to work off of.
No, I mean, we did our research. We traveled around the country. We looked at other markets, but you can only get so much from sort of the surface. You know, I think a lot of what you have to pick up in terms of the business side of things is easier said than just looking at something. But, you know, we've gotten there. And I think at the end of the day, we figured out kind of gotten over a lot of obstacles and made a lot of people happy and delivered a lot of wonderful food.
Our producer, Alejandro Martinez, was at the Citadel yesterday talking to some folks about what they thought of food halls. She talked to Zion Mas. He is a construction worker who uses the food hall space to meet with his clients, and this is what he said about them.
There's this new phenomena, I guess, that's happening with these food halls, and I think they're more, you know, stylistic or epicured by specific people, and so the organizations that are creating them is what's important and what makes the food halls either successful or not.
Nick, your reaction to that?
You know, I think he's dead on. At the end of the day, you know, when we started envisioning the project, it was always about having a community-centric project. And we had two pillars. One of them was food, and the other one was music. We haven't fully developed the music side yet. We're getting there. But on the food side, we needed to have something that was highly curated. And it ended up being crafty and artisanal and all that sort of thing. But that adds to the experience.
Right? Are there models that you can look at and say, because I want to get to this, what makes one successful? They're relatively young, so we don't know the longevity of these. But what is there a model you can look at and say, this would be it?
I can't really point to something right now that, you know, is similar to the Citadel. What gives me, assurance that we'll be successful in the future is that we are creating a very genuine experience that so far people have gravitated to and have been very... very happy with at the end of the day, and they keep coming back. We have probably about 60% of our consumer base is local, hyper local, from just around the neighborhood, and probably 40% from down south.
Yeah,
and it is very recurrent. So
Zachary,
tells you we're doing something right.
Zachary, I mean, you've had the chance to see some of these in a lot of other different places. Can you point to this is what's going to make it successful, or again, maybe it just changes after a couple of years?
Things obviously change. I think one of the most successful, and I think one of the longest standing halls in the country, is Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia, which has been there for a number of years. And that's really an interesting experience because it's been there for so long. You'll go in and you'll see Amish vendors selling donuts, selling scrapple, selling cultured butter, selling fresh produce, alongside the fried chicken and the donuts and the burger and the roast pork sandwiches, which are fantastic and a Philadelphia staple. But that's one that's in the center of the community. And it has, again, the good traffic. It has the office workers who come nearby. It has the tourists. It has the food tourists. And that seems to have a really good representation of the entire community that's there.
Again, I'm talking with Chris Vila, owner of the Grandview Public Market in West Palm Beach. Also joining me is Nick Heyman, owner of the Citadel in the Little River, Little Haiti neighborhood. And Zachary Fagenson is a food writer for the Miami New Times and Reuters. Today, again, we're talking about this growing popularity of food halls in South Florida. And I am coming at it with a little bit of a cynical point of view, but I want to know your thoughts.